On Daf Lamites, Amid Beis, the two dots, Maisa, Shiasu, Anshi, Tveria, going into the sugya of washing on Shabbos. So let's go back to the Mishnah. Let's see what the Mishnah wrote. Mishnah on Lamites, Amid Beis, in the middle of the Mishnah, it says, Maisa, Shiasu, Anshi, Tveria. This again is what they, what the people of Tveria did. Shaviyu Silon Shel Tzinor, they took a cold pipe. They piped in cold water, Latoch Amish Shel Chamim, in the midst of the hot waters of Tveria, in order that they should come out on the other end and empty into like a pool-like area so they could have available hot water on Shabbos. Amu Lahem Chachamim, this is what the Chachamim said to them on that, this water. Im b'Shabbos, if you did this on Shabbos, meaning Erev Shabbos, you set up the pipe, and on Shabbos the water came out hot, they'll have a din of hot water that was heated up on Shabbos. What's the problem with hot water heated up on Shabbos? If you're soaring berechitza, you're not allowed to bathe in it, ubishtia, and you're not allowed to drink it. In b'yom tov, if you did this erev yom tov, and now the hot water came out on yom tov, there'll be hot water that was heated up on yom tov. If you're soaring berechitza, you'll be asur to bathe in on yom tov. And it's mutter to drink. So before we even get started over here, there's just a major question. What's wrong with bathing on Shabbos? Which malach is someone over? Everybody knows we don't take showers on Shabbos. Why not? Why not? Right? Schita. So that's a common thing, but schita with tsar is not real schita over here. We're not worried about, what are we worried about the rice over here? Schita with our beard, what we're worried about, our beard isn't absorbent, our hair isn't absorbent, the water gets caught in between it, but it's not real schita. It's a chumrah of schita. But the issue of bathing, what's wrong with bathing on Shabbos? So they bring down the whole Mishnah over here. What's our problem that we're dealing with in our Mishnah? Heating up water on Shabbos. That's the issue over here. We're worried if someone bathes on Shabbos, he'll come to heat up water on Shabbos. Therefore, you're not allowed to use to take a bath with hot water on Shabbos, even if the hot water was prepared, because you might come to cook hot water on Shabbos. That's the issur of bathing on Shabbos. Gezeirah. Gezeirah that you would come to heat up water. So really, bathing on Shabbos, the lamed tet malacha that we'd have to say that bathing is attached to, is cooking. It's cooking. You might either come to heat up water on Shabbos, or another type of cooking on Shabbos, is taking cold water and putting it into hot water. Taking cold water and putting it into hot water in order to warm up also that cold water is also an isser of fishel on Shabbos. Heating up cold water with hot water is usser. So we have over here this whole thing of not bathing on Shabbos is a gezeira that you cannot use hot water on Shabbos because you might come to heat up water yourself on Shabbos. We're going to have a whole series tomorrow on the Gezeiras. It's called the Gezeira HaBalanim. A Balan is the one who was the bathhouse attendant that heated up the water. First he was heating it up and saying that it was for the purpose. They were bathing with hot water that was prepared Erev Shabbos, right? L'chor, that should be no problem at all. If you were worried about hot water heated up on Shabbos, even through natural means, because you might come to heat it up through on Shabbos, actually doing an Isser. So what they do is they have the water prepared Erev Shabbos, hot water Erev Shabbos from the Dud Shemesh, or whatever, they heated it up. But then we had the problem, it's called the Gezeiras HaBalanim. They were heating it up on Shabbos and saying it was from Erev Shabbos, and therefore they would go also over there, and we'll go through basically tomorrow all the Gezeiras, when it happened and the order it happened. So but what we're finding over here is before we start with anything, the Isser of bathing on Shabbos, it has to do with heating up water. It has to do with heating up water. So again, what happened with the in Tveria? They heated up water on Shabbos, and therefore we ushered it. Meaning because the water was heated up on Shabbos, the Chachamim came and ushered it. Mashma, if it was heated up on Erev Shabbos, it would not be ushered. So what the Gemara has to find over here is something that if we would have heated up Erev Shabbos, would have been mutter, but on Shabbos, now that they did it, is usher. Because we see the Chachamim in this Mishnah, where goes their water heated up on Shabbos, that you cannot bathe with it. That's basically what the Gemara over here is going to be doing. Finding out exactly what more the Chachamim were ushering on Shabbos. So again, the Isser of bathing on Shabbos is because we're afraid you might come to heat up the water yourself on Shabbos. That's where the whole Gezerah comes from. If we understand where the Gezerah is coming from, now we can start understanding what's bothering the Gemara. Maisa Shadzu on Shetveria, the mice that happened over there, and they usher them. If it's on Shabbos, it's also like water that's heated up on Shabbos, and therefore you can't drink with it, and you can't bathe. My Rechitza, which aspect of Rechitza are we talking about that they ushered specifically with the Anshi Tveria? Maybe you want to say Rechitza Kol Gufo. You know what they bathed? They ushered that water that was heated up on Shabbos to take a bath, to put your whole body into it, washing your whole body. Oh, Ella, according to that, we're going to make a deal. Okay? Ella, we have to say, it's water that was heated up on Shabbos. Who the asurim? That's what they ushered, right? They did it on Shabbos, the Anshi Tveria. They ushered it, washing their whole body on Shabbos. So it's Dafka, the water that was heated up on Shabbos, who the asurim? Ha? According to that, we can make a deal. Chamin shehukmu mi'erev Shabbos mutar. Right, that would make sense. If the whole gezer over here, our Mishnah, they heated up water on Shabbos, and the Chachamim came to us are washing your whole body, mashma, only water that was heating up on Shabbos, but erev Shabbos, it would be mutar to take a hot shower or hot bath on Shabbos. You can't say that, because on the next time we're going to see tomorrow, v'hatanya, we have a meforish brisa. Chamin shehukmu mi'erev Shabbos. This is water that you heated up on Erev Shabbos. Lamachar, the next day on Shabbos, Vochitz behem panav yadav v'raglav. You could only wash your face, hands, and feet. Avalo kol gufo, but not all your body. Okay, this is again going to the gezeirah that happened in those days, that when they heated up the water Erev Shabbos, and they were allowed to heat up the water on Erev Shabbos. Again, there's no problem over here. Heating up the water Erev Shabbos and now having the water on Shabbos, you should be able to take a bath. But since there was unscrupulous people who were heating up the water on Shabbos and saying the water was from Erev Shabbos, we have a gezerah called the Gezeras HaBalanim, because of the bathhouse attendants, that they ushered washing all your body. So we know that there's a gezerah on water heated up Erev Shabbos that you can't take a bath on it on Shabbos. So then what did they usher in Tveria? Water that was heated up on Shabbos. They can't say that they're ushering, that they can't take a shower, a bath with all their body. There's even water heated up Erev Shabbos is usher to use. Except water that's heated up Erev Shabbos, you could wash your face, hands, and face. So we have to say, Ella, what did they usher? Ella is always a retraction. Remember, we wanted to say that originally that they ushered in Tveria to bathe your whole body. Ella, the Yitzhar is Panav Yadav Viraglov. If you heated up what they ushered on Shabbos, was you're not allowed to wash your face, hands, and feet with water that was heated up on Shabbos. That's what they were trying to usher. Oh, it's a problem. Aim a Sefer. Let's look at the Sefer. Remember, there's two things going on. If it was on Shabbos, it has a din of water that was heated up on Shabbos. If it was on Yom Tov, it has water that's heated up on Yom Tov. So according to the Gemara right now, what did they usher? They ushered washing your face, hands, and feet. So let's look at the Sefer. The Sefer said that they also ushered, be Yom Tov, they ushered, Kikami Shuhukmo be Yom Tov. The water that was heated up on Yom Tov is Surim Berechitza, Umatorim Beshtia. We said over there, you're allowed to drink water that was heated up on Shabbos on Yom Tov, but not allowed to bathe. So what are we saying the bathing is that you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov? It's your face, hands, and feet. That's a very big problem. Why? Lema Tanan, Stamek Beis Shammai. We have a machloket in Hilchos Yom Tov, in the Masechta Beitza, where Beis Hillel says an all-out blanket, you could bathe on water that's heated up on Yom Tov. It's only Beis Shammai that puts limitations on what are you allowed to bathe or not on Yom Tov. According to that, they came, the Chachamim, and ushered bathing on water that was heated up on Yom Tov for your hands, face, and feet. That's like Beis Shammai. What, our Stam Mishnah is like Beis Shammai? Can't say that. Absolutely can't say that. Lema. So again, we wanted to set up that the Isser, that they ushered. What they ushered the Chachamim was Panav Yadav Araglav, his face, his hands, and his feet. Ema Sefer. Say the end. Be Yom Tov. On Yom Tov. It has a din like water, hot water. Kechami Shehukma Be Yom Tov. Fiyasurim Berachitzu, Matarim Beshtia. Lema, Tanan, our Mishnah is Stamaka Beis Shammai. It's going to be like Beis Shammai. How do we see that? The Tanan, a Mishnah in Beitza. Beis Shammai Omrim, Lo Icham Adam Chamim Luraglav. Elen Kein Voy Lishtia. A person is not allowed to heat up water for his feet, of course, for his face and hands also, who had din. Elen Kein Voy Lishtia. Unless it is fitting for Shtia. What does that mean, Voy Lishtia? Vashi. The machin lohu lishtia. You have to cook it first for, you have to heat it up for drinking purposes, and now afterwards, iboy, vochit ben panav. You can wash your face. Tosfot says it more clearly. Let's just quickly see the Tosfot. Elen kein voy lishtia. It's not a lot of vashis over here. We might have to use Tosfot a little more. Nira levei, tafka, shemechamim otam letzor shtia. Only if you heated it up for shtia. But if you heated up water for the needs of Yom Tov for washing, even though you can drink it, Asrei Beis Shammai. Meaning we find that water that was heated up on Yom Tov for the needs of washing is also according to Beis Shammai. U Beis Hillel Matirin. And they hold it smutter. So what are we doing with our Mishnah over here? Our Mishnah learned that water that was heated up on Yom Tov is Asrei in Rechitza. Can't be talking about Beis Hillel, because Beis Hillel absolutely matters it. It could only be talking about Beis Shammai, that it's Aser. So we have a problem. What did they Aser in Tveria? That's the question over here. Which aspect of Rechitza? Just let's quickly go at Derech Agav, this Machloket, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. It's a very big sugya. We'll just cover it just for a second over here. The Machloket, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and Yom Tov. Is Beis Shammai says you cannot use water for bathing. If you can't heat up water for bathing on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. Beis Hillel says you can. This machloket is a famous machloket in Hilchos Yom Tov. It's Ketaris. Let's talk about it for a minute over here. It's a machloket called mitoch. There's a concept called mitoch on Yom Tov. This is Beis Hillel and this is how we paskin. It's basically called mitoch. Shehutvu letzorach, hutvu nami shelo letzorach. Once they matered something chachamim on Yom Tov, because you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. There's a heter called Ochel Nefesh on Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook. Now once they matered a malacha to be done on Yom Tov, you could also do it for other things that's not for eating. For example, our case over here. Right? You're allowed to heat up water for drinking purposes on Yom Tov. That's Ochel Nefesh. Once we find that they matered it for a tzorich of Ochel Nefesh, it's across the board, mutter on Yom Tov. You could do it for washing. This is the whole cigarette smoking. Once you mate cooking on Yom Tov, you could use fire for other purposes, even if it's not for Ochel Nefesh, like cigarettes, as long as it's Shavu Ochel Nefesh. We'll talk about it in a second. Another example of that would be Hotza'ah, right? Traveling from place to place. Really, the halakhas of Yom Tov should be just like Shabbos. You shouldn't be able to travel outside an Erev. Yet we know we can. Why? Because you can bring food from outside the area. There's a heter for Ochel Nefesh. Once we matter it, we allow it for Ochel Nefesh, we matter it for everything. It's not an all-out heter. Beginning of Masech, the Beitza, there's a Tosfot there, there's other Rishonim, Makhlok of Rishonim, when it's limited. I'll give you a cake where we don't limit it, where it's not an all-out heter. For example, you're allowed to shech the behema on Yom Tov, right, to cook it. Of course, this is talking about if you couldn't cook it, Erev Yom Tov, for whatever reason. You're allowed to shech. So now that you're allowed to shecht and kill an animal, oh, I'll say the same one that's over here. Let me kill those mosquitoes on Shavuos night that are bothering me, right? For mitoch, that I'm allowed to kill an animal on Shavuos, it should be an all-out heter. So there's a Tosfot over there that limits it. We don't kill our mosquitoes from the lumpness of the mitoch. But there is a concept that once you matter something for need of Ochel Nefesh, we also do it not for Ochel Nefesh. For example, v'chitza. Beis Shammai Tzcholik. Okay, that's the machloket Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, and that machloket comes in over here. Therefore, you're allowed to drink hot water, you're allowed to cook water on Shabbos. So therefore, since it's mutter for drinking, it's mutter for everything. I could bathe with it. That's Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai does not hold to the concept of matoch, and therefore you could only do malacha on Yom Tov for Ochel Nefesh, and you can't kilu borrow it for other aspects. So everybody asks from Beis Hillel, okay, so I'm allowed to heat up water on Yom Tov to bathe. So let me bathe my whole body. And yet we're going to see, Tosfot says, look at Tosfot, Beis Hillel Matirim, Mashma, it's Mashma from Agmar, which will, as we continue on, Tavka Levaglov, Avalatzorik Kol Gufol, no. Meaning you're only allowed to heat up water on Yom Tov. We don't take hot showers on Yom Tov, right? Because we're going to see it's going to be very mashma from the Gemara that it's only talking about washing your feet, hands, and who are then face and hands, but not all your body. Why not? Why not? Why can't we take showers on Yom Tov? It seems like it's perfectly, the lumdus fits in very nicely. Once you matzah something with tzarech, Yom Tov, Ochel Nefesh, for drinking hot water, I could use it for all aspects. So Tosfot at the end of this Beis Hillel Matirim brings down a very important klal. When did we matter something? When did we matter something shelo litzorach? Once you matter for ochel nefesh, it has to be something that's shave lechol nefesh, that everybody can partake in it. Everybody does it. And Tosfot says that not everybody needs a shower every day. Since it's not shave lechol nefesh, it's not something that's for everyone. We don't allow it. But the washing your face, hands, feet, that's something that everybody does. Especially in those days, they had open shoes and they didn't wear socks. They had to wash their feet regularly. Their hands you have to wash regularly. Your face you wash. So that they matir on it. That's something that's called shava lakom nefesh. If it's shava lakom nefesh, bathing is not shava lakom nefesh. Whether or not today it's called shava lakom nefesh, there's no major poskim that I've seen. Maybe there is somewhere that says that today the situation has changed and we're very finicky on our bathing. We bathe every day, they put shavuot on nefesh. No one brings it down. The lumdus is there. It would make sense to say something like that, but until one of the major poskim comes out and says that bathing is shavuot on nefesh and therefore you can take a shower on Yom Tov, the reason why we don't take a shower on Yom Tov is it's not shavuot on nefesh. This, by the way, is the issue of smoking cigarettes that's coming out right now. Cigarettes, what's the heter of burning fire on cigarettes? The whole heter on Yom Tov of using fire is because you're allowed to cook with it. Again, here's Beis Hillel. Once you're allowed to use fire to cook with, you could use it even for not cooking. Only if it's shava lekol nefesh. Is cigarettes called shava lekol nefesh? It seemed, up until a point of a number of years ago, people, the poskim said it was shava lekol nefesh. People can do it. But now, because it's become not in favor of smoking, and more people are not smoking on Yom Tov. All of a sudden this year, I saw right before Pesach, there were signs all over the place, all over Kiryat Sefer, that the big poskim was saying, it's not shava lekol nefesh. And you're gonna, if you want to smoke on cigarette, you better review the halachas. If there's a heter, if there's a concept called mitoch, that you're allowed to smoke your cigarettes with the shava lekol nefesh. That's basically the sugya that's going on over here. Oh, we're going to cover it in just a minute. That'll be once we finish off over here. Good.
Well, just to check on the thing, you talk about the hands, the feet, and the face, but not the whole body. What about, I don't know, someone just wants to clean their underarms or whatever?
Oh, good. Well, we'll have that memorandum. That'll be Vav. Vav Shmuel, Machloket. Good. On the button. Those are the questions that we need to deal with over here.
Smoking, not in Yom Tov, smoking some of those things, I show you.
Yeah.
That's a different
child.
That's a different
child. Yeah, but that's why it came out. That's why it came out. Since it's not healthy. Yeah. So all the proclamations that came out to the Erev Shabbos was for these reasons. Okay, so we're left over here. We have a problem. We don't know what the Chachamim ushered in Tveria with bathing in that instance over there. If you're talking about all the body, doesn't make sense. If you want to just talk about the face, hands, and feet, then what about Yom Tov? You're passing like face Shami over here, and we definitely don't want to say that. Omer Rev Ika Bar Chananya L'shtatef Behem Kol Kufor Skinan. Showering is different than bathing. Rinsing off one's body. That's what we were talking about. V'ha'i Tana Hudetanya. And the Mishnah is like our Brisa. We're going to have a Brisa. And Rabbi Shimon is going to be in this price. And our Mishnah, our Stam Mishnah over here, is like Rabbi Shimon with showering. Titania, lo yishtatif adam kol gufo, on Shabbos, water heated up Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to rinse off the entire body. Bein b'chamim bein b'tzonim, divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds straight out on Shabbos, Yom Tov, you cannot take a shower, hot water or cold water. Rabbi Shimon Matir, he allows you to take a shower. If the water was heated up Erev Shabbos, whether it's hot water or cold water on Shabbos himself, he allows. Rabbi Yehuda isn't in between Shita. Omer Bechamim, hot water that was heated up Erev Shabbos is Osir. But cold water on Shabbos, a cold shower, Mutter, he allows. Let's see Rashi. Lishtatev, that's showering. Shenotin al gufo mishtatev, he puts it on his body and he rinses off. That's what we're talking about over here. Bahai Tana, our Mishnah, is Rabbi Shimon. It's Rabbi Shimon that allows, he has no problem if the water was heated up Erev Shabbos, to use it on Shabbos. Comes the Meister of Tveria, and they call that water, not water that is heated up Erev Shabbos, but they were gozer and made it water that's heated up on Shabbos. So Rabbi Shimon only allows water that was heated up Erev Shabbos to use on Shabbos. But they said that water, even though you put the cold water, set up the pipe system, Erev Shabbos, and it went through the Chavit Tveria on Shabbos, they were gozer and called that water, water that's heated up on Shabbos, and you can't even take a shower in on with it, according to Rabbi Shimon. Hi Tana, Rabbi Shimon here in Rashi. The matel lishtatev kol gufo b'Shabbos b'chamim shehukmo mi'erev Shabbos. That Rabbi Shimon allows you to take a shower of your whole body on Shabbos with hot water that you heated up on Erev Shabbos. And now what we said in the Mishnah, it has a din, that water that the Anshei Tveria are using, like Chamim Shehukmo B'Shabbos, also the Aleph is Berechitza, you're not allowed to bathe in it. What is it talking about? HaShehukmo Me'etmol, it's Mutter, it should be Mutter. V'ibi Yom Tov, it's Aser, to bathe in it, even though it's on Shabbos, but if it was heated up the day before, like Rabbi Shimon, it should be mutter. But they gave it a din of being heated up on Shabbos. Fi'bi Yom Tov, and if it's Yom Tov, it should be Chacham Yishehukmo be Yom Tov, fi'asur b'rechitza. Defilu Beis Hill, and even Beis Hill, lo shari li'achim be Yom Tov, ela panav raglav rag, panav yadav raglav. Beis Hill, that matir's bathing on Yom Tov, that's water that's heated up on Yom Tov, is only his hands, feet, and face. Aval l'shitav kol gufo, lo, you're not allowed to heat up water on Yom Tov. If it was heated up Erev Yom Tov, that would be a different story. So we have over here a machloket, a three-way machloket on taking a shower on Yom Tov, on Shabbos, just still with Shabbos right now. Rabbi Meir says you can't do anything. No cold shower, no hot shower. Rabbi Shimon matzes it. If it was heated up Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to use it. Rabbi Yehuda is the middle shita. Hot water, not cold water, yes. That's what we're holding now. Omer Rav Chisda, this machloket that we have between these three tanoim are with the kli. It's talking about a vessel. Because people might make the mistake if you use a vessel, that was heated up Erev Shabbos, if you wash yourself with it, they might say, oh, he heated up on Shabbos. If he heated up on Shabbos, I'm allowed to heat up water on Shabbos in order to bathe. Rashi? Basically, the whole machloket on taking a shower on Shabbos is with a kli. The Havoa Omer, the person, the uneducated person watching it will say, Hayom Hukmu. It's because he heated it up today. Umucha Milta, the told us Orninu. And he'll come to the conclusion that told us of Orninu. He heated up on Yom Tov, on Shabbos, and it's a told us of the Or, the Atil Yachim B'Shabbos. And he might come himself to heat up on Shabbos. Not that he'd make a fire, Chas v'shalom. Kigon, no tein tzonin l'pechamim. He might come to put cold water in hot water, and we already said before, cold water and hot water is also asr, because of heating up on Shabbos. So the whole machloket between them is in a vessel. Aval karka, divrei hakol mutter. But if it's in a in-ground pool system, Rashi, Aval karka kagon ambatiot shel mechatzot, that you have these baths in the bathhouse, vehem chami or that they were heated up, mutter, we won't have a problem. You won't have a problem. The Ritvar explains a little more than Rashi what would be the difference between a kli and something in the ground. A kli doesn't hold the heat so well. So if someone sees you bathing with a kli on Yom Tov, they come to the conclusion on Shabbos that you must have heated it up on Shabbos. But an in the ground large pool which is going to hold the heat very well, people aren't going to come to say that you heated it up on Shabbos. They think that it came from Erev Shabbos, and we don't have to be gozer over there. So Rav Chisda says this homak loket, whether or not you could use hot water to bathe with on Shabbos, is talking about with a kli, where people make the mistake, but not with a something in the ground pool. Oh, how could you say that, Rav Chisda? V'ha maisa d'anshi tveria, that whole maisa of anshi tveria where the water came out, where did the water go to? Into a kli or into a pool that they made over there to collect the water? It was made into the karka, pool into the water. Ha, v'ha maisa d'anshi tveria p'karka havi. It was with karka havi. V'yosri lu rabbanan, the rabbanan ushered it. Ella, eat more, you're right. Hakim, if you want to say what Rav Chisda says, Hakim, this is how you have to say it. Machloket bekarka. The whole machloket between Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yehuda is when it's in the ground. Aval bekli debriya kol usher. Everybody ushers. What do we have at this point? The Maisa and Anshei Tveria was talking about that the water was heated up on Shabbos. Normally, according to Rabbi Shimon, our Mishnah is like Rabbi Shimon. Water that's heated up Erev Shabbos is more to the bathe in it on Shabbos. The Anshi Tveri came in and ushered it. They called it water that's heated up on Shabbos. You're not allowed to shower in it. That's what we have at this point. Omer Rav Bar Rav Chana, Arashi, Faha Maisa Di Anshi Tveria, Alma B'Miltayu Kaimi. It stays in its status. And it's karka. And since it's karka, that's where they ushered it, so they must be talking about karka. Omer Rav Chana, what's the halacha? Omer Rav Yochanan, the name of Rav Yochanan, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? This halacha l'maisa now. That we're going to pass in the Shulchan Aruch. We'll discuss what we do in just a minute. Rabbi Yehuda says, water that's heated up on Erev Shabbos, do not take a shower with. But cold water, a cold shower, mutter on Shabbos. Maskana the Gemara, right? Halacha k'Rebbe Yehuda. What did Rebbe Yehuda hold? Only hot water that was heated up Erev Shabbos you can't take a shower with. But cold water, medina de Gemara. There's no problem taking a cold shower on Shabbos. We'll get to the halacha in just a minute. But that's medina Gemara. There's no question about it. And that's how it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Like Rebbe Yehuda. Cold shower is mutter. Amalei Rebbe Yosef to Rabba Bar Avchana. This that you said in Rebbe Yochanan's name. It's a common shakulatory that happens in a lot of Gemara's. Beferish Shmilcha? Did you hear him say it explicitly? That Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda? Or Meklala Shmilcha? Or you heard Rabbi Yehuda, you heard Rabbi Yochanan say a general principle and from there you derived it. Meaning, am I taking this as an actual Allah that Rabbi Yochanan said? Or are you deriving it from something else that Rabbi Yochanan said? My Klala, what general principle did you might have heard that you derived this out from? Yomer Rev Tanchum, Omer Rev Yochanan, Omer Rev Yani, in the name of Rev Yochanan, a certain principle that Rev Yochanan said, Omer Rebbe, Koma Kom Shata Motzi Shnaim Chokim. When you find two people are arguing, V'yechad Mekriya, and one is a middle Shita, Halacha Kedivya Mekriya. For example, our case, Rebbe Meir ushers all the way, Rebbe Shimon Matas all the way. Who's the Mekriya? Who's the middle Shita? Rebbe Yehuda. So we have this cloud from Rabbi Yochanan, where you find, anywhere you find, two people are arguing, and one is Machriya taking the middle path, the halacha is like the Divrei Machriya. Is that where you're getting the general principle from? And therefore you're saying in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, but you didn't explicitly hear him say Rabbi Yehuda. Chutz mikulei matlaniot. This was a sugi we had in the second parak of the little pieces of cloth that were less than 3x3. Oh, machloket over there, Rabbi Eliezer. Ushered it, Rabbi Yeshua martyred it, Rabbi Akiva came and did a middle shita. Except that case, that's the only case where we don't apply this rule. Where one person ushers, one person martyrs, and one person goes down the middle, we don't pass them like the middle one. Why? Shiafa pisha Rabbi Eliezer, machme Rabbi Eliezer's machme with those little pieces of cloth that aren't kashu, that they have a din of tumor on it. And Rabbi Yeshua makel, he says you can use it, it doesn't have tumor, the tar. Rabbi Akiva, machriya. If you put it aside for like hold a pot or something, will be machmir, like Rabbi Eliezer. If it's tam, this thing, it will be matir. You can be maker, like Rabbi Yeshua. Except for that case. That's where we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva, even though he's the machmir. Why? Ein halacha k'divrei Machmir, only in that case. Chada, for two reasons. One, the Rebbe Akiva Talmud. He was the Talmud over here. Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yeshua was their Rebbe's. Va'od, ha'adabe Rebbe Akiva l'gabed Rebbe Yeshua. He eventually agreed. So we always have this cloud. Two extreme shitas, one in the middle. Rebbe Yochanan says we paskin like the middle one. So we want to know, are you saying that Rebbe Yochanan says the halacha is like Rebbe Yehuda, and it's mutter to bathe with cold water on Shabbos because he's the Machria? Or did you explicitly hear him say it? So what's the difference? Ve'im eklala, my. And if you derived it from this principle, my, what's the big deal over here? Dilmahani mili b'matnitin. Maybe that principle that Rabbi Yochanan brought down is only with Mishnas that Rabbeinu HaKodesh wrote. Aval b'braita, lo. But we don't take this idea that the Machri, the Allah is like the Machri and the Braita. And this Machloket, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, whether you can bathe or not on Shabbos, with water heated up every Shabbos, is a Braisa. Omilei, he answers, b'feresh shemili. I heard this explicitly from him, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. I didn't learn it out from the klal. Rashi, halab Rabbi Akiva, kidaminan, b'pirkan liyo. We saw in the second parak. Lashon Machria, the one who, the deciding one, the middle factor, is Machpid, matakafa is naim u'machria. He's Machria. Et shekinegdo, those, the two sheets that are in front of him. Kagon haka, like our case. The Chamin, Aser, right? Chamin, we said, was Aser. Rabbi Ashtahavi, le Rabbi Shimon. The Matir Bechamin, when we said it was Aser, Rabbi Shimon came in Matir Bechamin, Yachid B'makom Shnaim, Nimtzer Rabbi Yehuda, Makbid Erekafa Mishkalot. Shari Rabbi Yehuda, im Rabbi Meir Shavim Le'Isser, Ubitzonin Mutter. Oh, sorry, Ubitzonin Mutter, Havilei Rabbi Meir, Ubitzonin Yachid, he becomes Yachid, B'makom Shnaim, Nimtzer Rabbi Yehuda, Makbid Erekafa Hamishkalot. Meaning like this. Rabbi Meir, Asered, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Matir. Right? It's one versus one. When Rabbi Yehuda came in and said with hot water, it's Aser. Oh, it's two versus one. He brought down the scales. In the case of cold water, Rabbi Meir was Aser. Rabbi Shimon Matir. Rabbi Yehuda said, I agree with the one that's Matir. Two against one, he's Machria. He pushes the scale down. Hanimili, Diyomer Rabbi Yochanan, Halach Kedivya Machria, B'Machria, B'Mishnah. Talking only about the Mishnah. Ki Hahi B'Matlaniot. Like over there with Matlaniot. Lamaisa, sugi. We still have more on the sugi of Rachitza. But what do we find over here? Halacha is like Rebbe Yehuda, that water heated up on Erev Shabbos, you cannot bathe in it on Shabbos. Cold water on Shabbos, mutter. Gemara comes out, Medina Gemara, mutter to take a shower on Shabbos.
Isn't water that's cooled down from Erev Shabbos?
Oh, so the two questions we had before. One, the mikvah, right? Women going to the mikveh, men going to the mikveh, even it's warm over there. And two, we don't take showers on Shabbos and Yom Tov. These are two aspects over here. So that not taking a shower, a cold shower on Yom Tov, the Bach brings down to Tshuva's Maravil. It's a chumrah. Midini HaGemara, it's much to take a shower on Shabbos, no problem. It's a chumrah. For example, schita. It's a chumrah of schita, or you might have water on you. You might travel dalet amos b'rishus harabim with the water still dripping on you. There's a load of problems that you could get into by bathing on Shabbos. Therefore, we're nohogu, we're machmir that we don't take a shower on Shabbos. An incredible Rabbi Akiva Eger that's brought down in Be'er Halacha. This is all meant to be upon him, with a chumrah that we don't take out. What happens if you're mitztarer? Right, you can't take it. You smell bad. It's a very hot day. The Rebbe Akiva says, the makom tzar lo gazru chachamim. The chachamim weren't gozer in a makom tzar over here. And therefore, Rebbe Akiva, Eger, brought down the Be'er Halacha. If it's mitzar you, if it's very uncomfortable for you, jump in the shower, cool off on Shabbos. Brought down in the halacha. We'll see the Rebbe Moshe in a second.
What's cold?
What?
What is considered cold?
Cold is considered as long as you're not margish. The heat, meaning Rav Moshe is going to say in just a minute. Cold means not completely freezing cold. You can add in a little bit of hot water to offset the cold, but not that you're going to feel the hot. Only that's the everybody for themselves. At what point is the hot just offsetting the cold, that it's not chilling cold, or that you're actually feeling, oh, there's hot water going on over here? That's the criteria that's brought down Rav Moshe. How we you want to do it yourself, you ask your rav. The mikvah on Shabbos. A woman that goes to a mikvah on Shabbos is hot, right? This is a altar shaila. All the gedoli achronim are into the divrei chaim, the no divrei yehuda. It's all list of people that get into it. The binyan sion, they all discuss it. One, again, there's what to be makel over here. There's a lot of shittas going on over here. Two, it's for makom mitzvah. Three, if the woman on mitzvah, again, there's a case of mitzvah going to call mikvah. And what the binyan sion says, we need to encourage the mikvah going. We make beautiful facilities. We want to encourage it over here. There's definitely what to talk about over here with the going to keeping the mikvah hot. There's all kinds of ways that they wanted to try and do it. The Divrei Chaim comes straight out, blanket. Keep the mikvahs hot for them on Shabbos. Why? So what's the lumdus? We can take this Rabbi Akiva Eker. Mitztarer. When it's Mitztarer, we matzah it over here on Midrash Rabbanan. This is all Midrash Rabbanan over here. If water is heated up Erev Shabbos, it's a Midrash Rabbanan to use it on Shabbos. There's what to talk about. But it's a very large sugya. We have 2 minutes.
Also, we're speaking only about the shower. It's not the same shower than a...
There's differences between the shower and the...
A mikveh is like a bath, not like a shower.
Yeah, but you can still be matrit. Still be matrit.
No, a shower, what's worse? A shower or a bath?
A shower with a kli could be worse than a mikveh and a karka. Yeah?
That's what they say.
Hey, there's a lot to work on right here. Famous tshuva of Moshe in Orachayim, Dalet, I am Dalet. It's one of these nice tshuvas, because it's just question-answer, in areas of Hatmana, Bishul, Vechitza, all these aspects over here. It's just question-answer. This is one of these Rav Moshe that a lot of people do, because it's not a Rav Moshe that brings down all the lumdas. He brings down quickly three shilas on Vechitza. Again, not Psach Halakha, but this is what Rav Moshe, very good to know Rav Moshe, because he's what the Somech on. What's the shear of heat in water that makes it us to wash with it in Shabbos, right? As we're talking about, and exactly what we just said. Shir achom, demayim chamim shas lechotz hu chom kitan. It's a little bit of heat that on chol, that on weekday, ein ochtin becham gadol. It's where you margish it. Im hu pachut, remidit achom shiter, shistam ben yadam ochtin bechol, yesh lahatir. Meaning it's got to be less than what you normally do during the weekday. You like a certain warmth on it. On Shabbos, it has to be less than that. Very makel over here. Even if someone takes a lot, we do according to normal people. A little less than warm. That's what he says, it's not hot anymore. What about the case of mikveh? Even for men that are going to the mikveh, for the men purposes, or because it's Tosefet Kedusha Shenogim, Nogim Lahakil B'Shabbos, with cold, he says over here, cold mikvah, the asr bechamim. But what is chamim? Chamim is warm. It's more than warm. But if it's warm or less, that would be mutter. Over here. And he goes into the mikvah shiloh with women. And he says over here, the third question is, minag midotenu, the minag of our thing is that people don't take showers on Shabbos with cold water. Haim ein, that the kaleg mitzonim gam biyom. Shavav, what about on a real, real hot day? Can I take a shower over here? Rav Moshe, below Tsar, yesh lahachmir. If you're not in Tsar, meaning it's really not difficult to go through the day without a shower, yesh lahachmir. Chumrah, he says over here. Av shalom etzinu v'sifri v'betinu minhag zeh, even though we never find this minhag that you can't do it. Aval kishim mitzara mechom hayom, if you're very mitzara from the hot, hot day, v'shoy lahakil. You are permitted to be makel. That's a Rav Moshe over there with bathing on Shabbos.